ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם את פרח, פרשת וירא. And as we all know, פרשת וירא has the big part of the ניסיון העקידה that אברהם אבינו went through, that השם told him he has to take his own son and bring him as a קורבן. And really, there are a lot of questions here in this parasha. Maybe you will try to answer by the Rashim some of them. The pasuk starts off here, "Vehi achar debarim ha'ele v'ha'elohim nisa et Abraham." After these words, after what happened, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he tested Abraham Avinu. The Farshim are bothered. What does it mean, "Achar debarim ha'ele"? Achar what debarim? What's the pasuk referring to? So, matter of fact, we have Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara asks that question. So the Gemara tells us here, that the Gemara gives a few answers over here. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Petet Amud Bet, the Pasuk says, "Vehi achar debarim ha'ele v'ha'elohim sat Abraham." Achar mai, after what? What words, what, after what happened? After what the Kadosh Baruch Hu tested Abraham, what does mean Achar Devarim Ha'ele? So a few answers here the Gemara gives. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosei Ben Zimra, Achar Devarav Shel Satan. After the words of the Satan, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he tested Abraham Avinu. Rashi brings all this Gemara in short, but I wanted to read it from the Gemara because we have more elaboration here. So the Gemara said, after the words of the Satan, what did the Satan ask? דכתיב, ויגדל הילד ויגמל, ויעס אברהם משתי גדול ביום הגמל את ישחק. After ישחק אבינו was born, and ויגמל, there is also מחלוקת, what does mean ויגמל? Some do want to say at the Brit Mila, that he made the party. Some do want to say, Rashi brings down that after 24 months, after 2 years, אברהם אבינו, he made a party. Some do want to say at the age of Bar Mitzvah, he made a party. There are a few pirushim, but it's not our topic now. Bekitzur, the pasuk said that Abraham Avinu, he made a party. V'yas Abraham shtei gadol b'yom gamel tishak. So the Satan, he wasn't happy with the party that Abraham did. Amar Satan fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, zaken ze hananto ben l'mea shana. He gave him son after when he was 100 years old. Did he give you anything? Did he bring any korban in front of you? Did he thank you? Did he tell you anything? מכל סעודה שעשה, לא היה לו תור אחד, או גוזל אחד להקריב לפניך. From all the סעודה, he made a big party, he invited everyone. ויעש אברהם משתי גדול, and invited all the people that he knows. He invited everyone to the party, and obviously he spent a lot of money on the party. Did he remember to bring a korban? Did he bring small korban in front of you to thank you? He invited everyone to spend a lot of money. Did he spend a little bit to bring Korban? That's what the Satan came and would complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu against Abraham. Amar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he answered the Satan, Klum asa ela b'shvil beno. All the party that he did, why he did all this party? V'yas Abraham m'shtei gadol b'yom gamel t'shak. All the party he did it for the honor of his son Yitzhak. אם אני אומר לו, זבח את בנך לפניי, מיד זובחו. You're claiming that Abraham Avinu did not bring any korban in front of me? If I'm going to ask him to bring his own son, the son that he got after he was 100 years old, the son that he loved so much, the son that he made the whole party because of him, if I'm going to ask him to bring that son as a korban, he wouldn't refuse. Right away, מיד, והאלוהים סעת אברהם. הסטן said, let's see. הקדוש ברוך הוא, right away, השם came to אברהם אבינו, he told him, I wanted to bring your son as a קורבן. That means, אחר הדברים האלה, there was long conversation between הקדוש ברוך הוא and the סטן, until after that, הקדוש ברוך הוא והאלוהים סעת אברהם. That's here what it says in the Gemara. There's continuation for the Gemara, but we'll pause a little bit over here. The Ben Ish-Hai is bothered over here. He said, Chaura, what kind of answer Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Satan? The question is still a valid question. So the Makshim, asks the Ben Ihoyada, Makshim, Bazeh Hadabar, lo nittarsa hakusha al Abraham Avinu. De amai lo okrib, umay salkal atay mi'akkara shal lo okrib. How did the Kadosh Baruch Hu answer the Satan, that Avraham Avinu, if I ask him to bring his son as a Qurban, he wouldn't refuse. So still, why Avraham Avinu did not bring Qurban in the first place? Why he didn't bring Qurban? What's wrong? How come Avraham Avinu did not bring? How did the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer the question of the Satan? The Satan has a legit question. How come Avraham Avinu, from all the Sa'uda, he didn't bring small Qurban in front of you? What does Hashem answer him? If I'm gonna ask him to bring Ishaq, he would have bring Ishaq. But how come he didn't bring Qurban? The answer is still valid. So he says here, the Ben Shai, ויראה לי בסיעתת שמיה, כי יש אדם שמבקש שיוולד לו בן בשביל טובה והנאה של העולם הזה, ודרך אגב, גם כן יועיל לו בשביל העולם הבא. ונמצא, כשנולד לו בן והוא שמח בו, עקר שמחתו ובשביל תועלת שיגיע לו מזה בן בעולם הזה. אך גם כן שמח קצת בשביל התועלת המגעת לו ממנו בענייני העולם הבא. ולכן הוא מחלק צדקה בעבור תועלת הנפשי שמגעת לו מן הבן. He said, there are two types of people that they're looking to have kids, but really there are two reasons why people they want to have kids. He said, there are those that they want kids. Why? Because they want the kids to help them in business. They want the kids to support them, to give them help and everything. That means that father, when he gets a son, why is he really happy? He's happy because he has someone to help him in Olam Hazeh. But by the way, also, eventually he's going to help him also in Olam Haba. How? After the father is going to pass away, any mitzvah that the son does is going to go for the benefit of the father. So the son is going to help the father also in Olam Haba. But when the father, he brings the son, his main intention to help him in Olam Hazeh. There are those people that they bring kids to help them in Olam Hazeh. However, אך יש אדם שאינו מבקש שיהיה לו בן בשביל תועלת שמגיע לו ממנו בענייני העולם הזה, אלא רק מבקש הבן לשם שמיים. ולכן הוא מקדיש את בנו לשם שמיים מעת שנולד. כמו שעשתה חנה עם שמואל. He said, there are those that they pray to have kids. They want to have the kids only for one purpose, so the kids should help them in העולם הבא. They do not want that kid to help them here in העולם הזה, because they know העולם הזה is only passing world. The main world, the main life that a person lives is after 120 in Olam Haba. That's Hayy Netzach. And so he needs the son to help him in Hayy Netzach, to help him in Olam Haba. Therefore he teaches his son to do mitzvot, to do ma'asim tovim, because every small mitzvah that the son does, it goes for the benefit of the father. So if that's the case, that's the reason why people, they want to bring kids, Leshem Shemayim Me'achu, just like Hannah. What did Hannah said? She wanted to have Shemuel and Nabi, Ve'alitehu, she wanted to bring him to Beit HaMikdash, Ve'yashav Sham Ad Olam. Let him stay over there in Beit HaMikdash, learn Torah, do mitzvot, do ma'asim tovim. And that's the whole purpose that she wanted the son. So here he continues here, Ve'lachin Amar Abraham Avinu, Im Abi Kurban Al Lidato, אז יהיה מוכח כי הבן ניתן לי לצורכי, ונולד לצורכי. לכן אני מביא קורבן עד הטובה שנתן לי השם יתברך. אבל אין הדבר כן, כי הילד אין חלק לגופי בו, אלא הוא נולד לעבודת השם יתברך בלבד, ואינו שלי. So that's the reason why Abraham Avinu did not bring קורבן after Ishaq was born, because if he would have brought קורבן after Ishaq was born, that means as if he's showing that I'm happy that you brought me a son like Yitzhak to help me here in Olam Hazeh, and I'm bringing you small Qurban Rabbanu Shel Olam as a compliment, as if I'm telling you thank you. So, but Abraham Avinu, he said no, that's not the reason why he got Yitzhak. He wanted Yitzhak for one purpose, to dedicate Yitzhak for learning Torah, to make him Kodesh Kodashim. So that means Abraham was saying Yitzhak Avinu, his son, is only for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not mine. So why do I have to bring a Qurban from something which is not mine? Since that Yitzhak is only for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he does not need to bring Qurban. I don't have any share in this son. He's not mine. The only reason why I wanted Yitzhak, because I wanted to make Nahat Ruach in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So really, Yitzhak, is all of Yitzhak is dedicated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not mine. Ela hu shelcha yitbarach, ולכן מסע טעם לשבח שלא הביא קורבן על המתנה הזאת שנתן לו השם יתברך. ולזה אמר השם יתברך לשטן, אם אני אומר לו זבחת בנך, מיד הוא זובחו. נמצא כי אינו מחליט לדתו מתנה לעצמו, כדי שיביא עליו קורבן תודה, כי הוא חשב כי הילד הוא שלי, ולא שלו. So that's how the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered the Satan. He told him, "Do you think that Abraham wanted Yitzhak for here for Olam Hazeh? You're claiming, how come he didn't bring Kurban? If Abraham is going to bring Kurban, as if he's saying that Baruch Hashem, thank you, Rabbanu Shalom, that he gave me Yitzhak to help me here in Olam Hazeh, and Keot Hokarat as a token of saying thank you, I'm going to bring Kurban." But that's not the reason why Abraham Avinu, he's happy when he got his Yitzhak. He dedicated his Yitzhak all Kodesh Kodashim for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why he did not bring Korban. That's what Ben Ishchai says over here. But he continues here. Ubni Yedidi Rabbi Yaakov Naro, his son Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Ben Ishchai, he answered, said, Abraham Avinu, Hashab Shekivan Shekiyem Bo Mzvat HaMila, Biyu HaRishon Asher Nimol Shmona Yamim, Ein Lecha Korban Gadol Mzeh. שהרי אמרו חז"ל, מזבת המילה חשוב כאילו בנה מזבח והקריב עליו קורבן. גם אמרו שהיא חשובה כקטרת קטורת, שהוא מעולה מן הקורבן. עד כאן דיברם. So he said, his son, he answered, he says, you know why Abraham Avinu did not bring קורבן? Because Abraham, he thought, Abraham thought that at the time that he did ברית מילה for יצחק אבינו, that's basically the קורבן that he brought. That what Mefarshim tell us, the Zohar also brings down, that when the father, he brings his son in front of the Mohel to do Brit Milah, as if he built a Mizbeach and he brought Korban on that Mizbeach. That's his son, bringing his son as if he's brought Korban. That's what Abraham Avinu thought. Since that, I did Brit Milah for my son Yitzhak Avinu, as if I brought Korban. I don't have to bring Korban anymore. Until the Satan came, and the Pasuk said, Ahar Debarim Ha'ele, after all what happened over here. So now we go back to the Gemara. That's one answer we said. But the Gemara gives us other answers also. Rabbi Levi Amar, Ahar Debarav Shel Ishmael Le'Yitzhak. Ahar Debarim Ha'ele, Ahar, what conversation, what happened? Amar lo Ishmael Le'Yitzhak. Ishmael was talking to Yitzhak. After the conversation between Ishmael and Yitzhak, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Abraham. אמר ישמעאל ליצחק, אני גדול ממך במזבות, אני גדול ממך במזבות. Why? ישמעאל told ישחק, I'm bigger than you in the מזבות. שאתה מלת בין 8 ימים, ואני בין 13 שנה. So ישמעאל was telling ישחק, I'm bigger than you. Why? Because I did ברית מילה when I was 13 years old. If I wanted to refuse, I could have refused. I'm a big boy. But you, Yitzhak, when did you do Brit Milah? Your father did Brit Milah on you when you were eight days old. Brit Milah. So even if you wanted to run away, you cannot run away. He took you. So what are you praising yourself for? I'm much bigger than you. I was Moser Nefesh, even though I was 13 years old. I did not refuse, and I agreed that Abraham should do Brit Milah on me. That's what Ishmael told Yitzhak, that kibyachol Ishmael is bigger than Yitzhak. אמר לו יצחק, יצחק answered him back, ובעבר אחד אתה מתגרה בי? אם אומר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא זבח את עצמך לפניי, אני זובח. מיד באלוהים שאת אברהם. So יצחק answered ישמעאל, told him, you're praising yourself with one ever that he did ברית מילה with? If הקדוש ברוך הוא, if Hashem would have asked me to bring all myself as a korban, to be killed, על קדוש השם, to die, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't refuse. Hashem said, oh yeah, let's see. That's why Be'alohim said Abraham, now take your own son Yitzhak and bring him as a Qurban. I want to see if Yitzhak, did he really mean what he said to Ishmael, or he just menasafa v'lachutz. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. And that's basically what Rashi brings down over here. But the obvious question over here, if that's the case, that means the main Sayon here was for Yitzhak. How can the Pasuk said, Be'alohim Nisayet Abraham? The Pasuk was supposed to say, Be'alohim Nisayet Yitzhak. If after Ahar Debarim Ha'ele, which conversation there was between Ishmael and Yitzhak? And Yitzhak told Ishmael, if Hashem would have asked me to bring myself as a Qurban, I wouldn't refuse. Right away, Be'alohim Nisayet Abraham. It was supposed to be Be'alohim Nisayet Yitzhak. How come it says Be'alohim Nisayet Abraham? That's one question. And he could answer this question. there are a few answers to it. A simple answer, we always say that according to the Ibn Ezra, He tells us here in Pasuk Dalet Leben Ezra, he brings a few opinions. How old was Yitzhak at the time of the Akedah? And he said, Hazal say that he was 37 years old, and the other say that he was 5 years old. But Ibn Ezra said, Lefidati, according to the simple understanding of the Pasuk, according to my humble opinion, Ibn Ezra says, that Yitzhak, he was about 13 years old, 12, 13 years old, and his father, he forced him and he took him to Shechtem on the Mizbeach. That means if that's the case, you cannot say it was a Nisayon for Yitzhak. Yitzhak, he didn't have a choice. His father took him and he forced him to bring him on the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Pasuk, the main Nisayon was, the only Nisayon was for Abraham. That Abraham, that he loves his son, that he got him after 100 years old, that he got him after 100 years, now he took his own Yitzhak, his own son, and he brought him as a Qurban. That was the Nisayon for Abraham. But for Yitzhak, it wasn't Nisayon at all, because he was forced. Someone who was forced to do something, it's not Nisayon for him, he didn't want it. That's here the simple understanding that we could say. But what should we do? That Hazal, they have a Kabbalah. Zohar tells us Bifirush, the Midrash tells us Bifirush, and Rashi brings a few places that Yitzhak Abinu at the Akedah was 37 years old. That's the most famous opinion, that Yitzhak was 37 years old at the time of the Akedah. So if that's the case, the question comes back. How can the Pasuk say by Elohim Nisa'at Abraham? The Pasuk was supposed to say by Elohim Nisa'at Yitzhak, and Kochikin, that the Pasuk right before he said, Ve'ahi Ahar Devarim Ha'ele, and the Gemara said, after the words between, conversation between Ishmael and Yitzhak. The Pasuk was supposed to say by Elohim Nisa'at Yitzhak, not at Abraham. That's question number one. And question number two, if the Gemara is saying, after the conversation between Ishmael and Yitzhak, when did Ishmael and Yitzhak had this conversation? And Yitzhak at the Akedah, as we said, according to the most famous opinion, that he was 37 years old. How come they were arguing after 37 years? There was conversation between Yitzhak and Ishmael. They waited 37 years and then they were arguing about this. How come they didn't have such a conversation before? All these 37 years, they didn't have such a conversation. And obviously, Mistamat makes sense that this conversation happened right when Yitzhak was born. Because after that, we see that Ishmael, he was kished away from the house of Abraham Abinu. So obviously, this conversation was before Ishmael was kished away with his mother Hagar. So if that's the case, so you see before, Garesha Amazot Vet Bina, Kilo Yerash Bina Amazot and Bina Yitzhak. That happened after Yitzhak was born. So if that's the case, that we must explain that this conversation happened before Ishmael left Abraham's house. So if that's the case, how come Ve'Elohim Nisa'at Abraham, Hashem, he came to check if Yitzhak was saying the truth after 37 years? Why do you wait 37 years? What's going on over here? This we have to understand better, Hashem Tbarach. And also, the Pasuk said, Ve'yomer Kahna et Mincha et Yechidicha Asher Ahavta. He says, Kahna. What does mean Kahna? Please, Rashi tells us, Kahna Einna Ella Lashon Bakasha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, he asked Abraham Abinu, he told him, please, I want you to stand with this test. Amardo Bakasha Mcha Amod Li Bezeh Nisayon. Kedesh Lo Yomru She'arishonot Lo Haya Bahem Mamash. I'm asking you to please, Abraham Abinu, to stand with this test, even though it's very hard. You have to go against your nature, you, Abraham Abinu. Bechol Zot, I'm asking you to please stand with this test. Don't fail this test. Why? Because if you're going to fail this test, people, they might say that all the first 9 tests end by Mamash. It doesn't count. Therefore, I want you to stand with this test. The obvious question all the Mefarshim, they ask, and here also we have the Ben Ishay already open in front of us. He also asked this question. He said, Kashem debarim elu mashma shen sayon zeh haya gadol mekulam. Baloika nisayon rishon sheshtich ta'atzmu la'esh. Ve'af al pish lo tzubahu. ונסיון המילה גם כן היה קשה מאוד ששלט בעצמו וחתך עורלתו בידו אף על פי שהיה זקן. See, he says here that why Hashem was asking Abraham Avinu to please stand with this test. There was no other test that they were hard and tough for Abraham to do. He said the first test that Nimrod threw him in the fire, even though Hashem did not ask him to throw himself in the fire, he was willing to put himself in the fire to prove it to everyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. So what's going on over here? Hashem was telling Abraham, please, I want you to stand with this test number 10. I want you to stand with it. Why? What's so special about this test? So he says here, they have many answers. Ibn Ishhai says here, He says the top notch of the test of Nisayon Akidat wasn't the actual fact that he has to take his son and bring him as a Qurban. Already Abraham Abinu, he was proven to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with much bigger test that happened before, that he was willing to die out to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's a big deal? He has to take his son. Of course, it's a big deal, but according to, if he already passed the test before, why Hashem is begging him, please, I wanted to pass this test also. Ella, Ben Ishhai said, with this test of the Nisayon Akidah, Abraham Abinu, he had two special things that he did with this Nisayon. Number one, he said, he did this test with the simha, with the happiness. Any person, if Hashem was going to ask him, take your son and bring him as a Qurban, even if that person, he has such a big belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was willing, he's going to stand with the test, going to bring his son, but obviously he's going to cry that he's losing his own son, even though he's following the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Hashem wants, but the person feels bad. Abraham Abinu, on the other hand, he wasn't sad at all. He was happy. Like the Pasuk said, "Beyelechu shenehem yahdav." Rashi, we're going to read Rashi soon by Ezra Hashem, said, "Beyelechu shenehem yahdav." What does it mean? Even though Yitzhak, in the beginning, he didn't know why he's going with his father. He thought he's going on a trip with his father. So Yitzhak, he was happy. Same thing the Pasuk said, "Beyelechu shenehem yahdav." Both of them, they had the same happiness in their heart. Same way Yitzhak, he didn't know why he's going. He thought he's going on to take fresh air. He's going up to the mountain. So he didn't know. He was doing it with love. He didn't know what's going on over there. Same thing, Abraham, even though he knew that he's going to take his own son and shecht him, he was happy, just like his own son Yitzhak. So that's a big thing that Abraham Abinu did. Number two, והדבר השני, כל דבר פלא הזה שעשה, לא צייר בדעתו שעשה כלום. He didn't even think in his mind that he did something big. He thought, okay, nothing special. בעשתי פלאות הנמצאות במזבח זו, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, עכשיו עמוד לי בניסיון הזה לעשותו שלם, פלאי פלאות מכל הצדדים. ולכן אמר עמוד לי, דנקית לי, כי שלמות הנפלאה שאני מבקש ממך בניסיון הזה, היא גילויה לי, כי היא תמונה בלב, אין הנכרת לעיני הרואים. That's what Abraham, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was asking from Abraham. He told him, please, I want you to stand in this test, not the actual test itself, illa the way you're doing, you're passing this test, the way you're going to shecht your son, you're doing it b'simcha. And who knows the simcha? Only me. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu. No one knows if the person is doing something with the happiness or he has no choice, he's doing it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows exactly, v'ra'acha v'samach b'elbo, he knows exactly that Abraham was happy in his own heart. Therefore, he told him, "Kahna the amod li ben sayon ze." Said, "I want you to stand the test for me and with things that only me I know that you're doing it b'simcha. That's your mahshaba. What are you thinking at the time that you're bringing your son?" Let's hear what Ibn Ishhai explains to us over here. "Uma she amar she lo yomru en mamash barishonim akavana en mamash she yu kedayin dehagin be'ad zaracha ki yomru she asita mashbid lekabel pras ach im ta'aseh zot b'simcha rabba zo hochacha le'ene kulam ki lo mashbid pras ata oseh ki ha'obed mashbid pras margish sa'ar ve'enuy ha'abuda v'gam lo yuchal leshanot tab'o merachmanut le'echzariyot." That's what he says here. He says, and Shiloh Yomru, that the first ones, in by Mamash, what does it mean in by Mamash? That the first 10 tests that you stood with, it wasn't such a big deal. Why? Because people, they might say, why you stood with the all 9 tests? Because you wanted to get the reward for it. But here that you see that your only son is going to be died, is going to be dead. So even though he did it b'simcha, this now you prove it to others that all the 10 tests, you did them also b'simcha. That's what it says over here. But still, also, we have to understand how could people say that if a person stood with 9 tests and he failed the last one, they're going to tell him, hey, all what he did is nonsense. How could you say it's nonsense? This person is very important, very hashub. He stood with 9 tests. He failed test number 10. Okay, but that doesn't mean that it's zero. It's 90%. If he passed 9 tests, he passed. So how could people say all the 9 tests doesn't count? Why it doesn't count? It's hard to understand. And the Pasuk says also, what does it mean, "Vilech lecha"? Double language. "Vilech lecha." He should go for you. What do you mean, "go for you"? "Lech lecha"? It's double language. We have similar language that says before in the beginning of Parashat "Lech lecha." Also says, "Be'emar Hashem el Abraham, lech lecha me'arsecha mo'latecha bet avicha." Over there, Rashi says, "Lech lecha lahana atcha u'tovatcha for your benefit." You're gonna go to the land I'm gonna show you for your benefit. Why? Because over there, but here you can't tell me the same thing over here. What benefit Abraham's getting from shechting Yitzhak on the Mizbeach? Even though he's following the Mizbeach of Hashem, but it's not for his benefit. What I mean, that's your hana'a, that's your toba to shecht your son. What does this mean? Even though the Ramban over there, the beginning of Lech Lecha, he says that that's the normal way the Pasuk speaks, that's the way of the Torah speaks. But because according to Rashi, he said lech lecha la natcha utobatcha. Here we don't understand what does mean lech lecha. And also we have the Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah tells us in Parashat Lech Lecha, Parashat Lametet, Siman Tet, Amar Bi Levi shete pa'amim ketib lech lecha. It says 2 times by Abraham Lech Lecha, in the beginning of Parashat Lech Lecha, and here by Parashat Akida. We don't know which one is more hashub from the eyes of Hashem. The first Lech Lecha or the second Lech Lecha here by us. The Midrash says, Mamad khtib el eretz amoriya, heve sheyesh niya habiba min harishona. So here the Rabbi Levi is telling us, because here it says, Velech Lecha el eretz amoriya, you should go, where should you go? Over there also says Lech Lecha. But here it says you should go to Har HaMoriah. From here you should know that the second Lech Lecha is more hashub in the eyes of Hashem, more than the first one. That's where Rabbi Levi is telling us here in the Midrash. But we don't understand what's going on over here. What the Midrash is saying? Because it says that Har HaMoriah, that's a proof that the second Lech Lecha is more important. What do you see from Har HaMoriah that your second Lech Lecha is more important? This is also al Khawra. We don't understand what the Midrash is saying. You cannot understand. And also we have at the end of the Akedah, the Pasuk says also similar language. Vehi ahareh devarim ha'ele ve'yugad de Abraham lemur. Also after these words, Abraham heard that Milkah, she gave birth to Rebecca. Whatever, Rebekah came out of her, he knows that the Zabug of Yitzhak is already born. Okay, but after, I just told you before, the Gemara took long, we have long page in the Gemara to explain what does Ahar Devarim Ele by the Akedah. After these words, which words? The Gemara had a few Pirushim that we just said. Here also says the same thing, Ahare Devarim Ele. After what conversation over here? So Rashi tells us here from the Midrash. He says, "Bishubo mihar Moriah, haya Abraham miharher veomer." After Abraham Avinu, he passed the test of the Akedah, the last test, he passed it, and he was coming back from Har HaMoriah. Abraham, he has started to think and kibyachol deharher. He said, "Why did I take my son to shechtem?" He said, "Ilu haya beni shachut, kvar haya olech belo banim, haya li desiyo isham benot er, benot anir, shkol memre." לפיכך בסירו קדוש ברוך הוא שנולדה רבקה בת זוגו וזהו אחר דברים האלה אחר הרהורי דברים שהיו על ידי העקידה. Says Abraham Avinu was thinking, how come I took my son to shechtem on the Mizbeach? Probably Hashem did not call upon me second time to tell me not to shecht Yitzhak, then I would have killed Yitzhak. I was supposed to let him get married before the Akedah, let him get married, let him have kids, and then I'll take him to as a Qurban. Because if you pay attention, Hashem told him, "Kahnat minchat yichidicha shirhabta etzchach fi'alei olei ola ala had yarim asher umar alecha." Hashem did not tell Abraham when should he take Yitzhak to bring him as a korban. Abraham, he said, I could have waited 5 years, I could have waited 10 years, 20 years, after Yitzhak is going to get married. Let him get married first, let him have kids, then I'll take him and bring him in the Mizbeah, korban on the Mizbeah. That's what Hashem told me. Because Hashem did not tell him, you should take him right away. Hashem, bring him as a korban. I'll bring him 20 years from now. I'll bring him as a korban. So that's what Abraham was thinking. Kibichol, he was sad. He said, how come I did not think of this before the Akedah? I was supposed to make him get married, let him have kids, then take him to the Mizbeah. Until Hashem told him, no, don't worry, Abraham. Why? Because before, who's he going to marry to? Going to marry the daughter of Anir, Eshkol Mamre? They're all, they're no good. Now I'm telling you, Abraham, that his Zivug, Rivka, now is born. Now we could let him get married to Rivka. That's his Zivug from Hashemayim. So it's meaning, don't worry, Abraham Abinu. That's what it says here. That's what Ahar Devarim Ele, after the words that Abraham was, Kibyachol was talking to himself, said, why I took his Haq right away to the Akedah? I was supposed to wait to let him get married first. Let's hear what Rashi is telling us from the Midrash. The obvious question said, what the Midrash wants from Abraham Avinu? Abraham Avinu already stood with all the 9 tests, including this, the last one, the 10th one. He also stood with it. And he never have any herhur against what Hashem told him. Hashem told him, Lech lecha, me'arzecha, mo'latecha, me'tabicha. Abraham, lo herher. He didn't have any problem with this. Hashem said, do this right away. He does it. Here, Hashem told him, take your son. He took him with happiness, like we said. They went with the Samha, with happiness they went. What the Midrash found, that Abraham Abinu, he was suspecting, how come I was supposed, here Abraham was meher here. I was supposed to let him get married first. What happened over here? Why should Abraham Abinu here should be meher here? To marry after the, should be meher her after the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should have let Yitzhak to get married. What the Midrash saw in this? This also we have to understand Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. So we start Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. We have here the Midrash Rabbah tell us in Parashat Toldot, Parashat Semech Gimel, Siman Be'et. The Midrash says here, he quotes the Pasuk, in Mishlei, it said, Ateret Zekinim Bini Banim. He said, "Habot him atara lebanim, vebanim him atara leabot." The fathers are like crowns for their kids, and the kids are like crowns for their fathers. The Midrash here speaks, he goes into explaining over here the Midrash. However, the Amar Bitzhak, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzhak Amar, how are the kids crowned for their fathers? That means the father is getting benefit because of his kids. How? He said, Abraham, he says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, he said, Abraham, lo nitzal mekibshan ha'esh, ela bezchuto shel Yaakov. The only reason why Abraham was saved from Nimrod when he threw him into the fire, and Abraham, nothing happened to him in the fire, why Abraham was saved? Only in the zechut that Yaakov is coming out of him. If it wasn't that Yaakov is going to come out of Abraham, probably Abraham, he would have been burned in the fire when Nimrod threw him. It's a very harsh statement here. Abraham Avinu, he wasn't saved from the fire only in the zechut of Yaakov. And the Midrash continues. Mashal le'ahad she'haya lo din lefnei shelton v'yasad inom lefnei shelton l'saref v'tzafa oto shelton ba'astrologia shelo shu atid lehulit bat din set lemelech. אז אמר כדאי הוא לנצל בזכות ביתו שהוא עתיד להוליד וינסית למלך. Said, כך אמר אברהם, כך אברהם יצא דינו מלפני נמרוד לשרף וספה הקדוש ברוך הוא שיעקב עתיד לעמוד ממנו. אמר כדאי הוא אברהם לנצל בזכותו של יעקב. עד הוא דכתיב, לכן כה אמר השם לבית יעקב אשר פדלה את אברהם. יעקב פדה את אברהם. Says, here there was a משל, there was a guy that he has, they took him to court. And the judge, he decided that this guy is Hayab Mitad, they have to burn him. But that Shelton, that judge, he saw in the Kochavim, that he saw that this son this son, this the guy that he wants to burn, that he wants to kill, in the future is going to have kids, is going to have a daughter, and the king is going to marry his daughter. So he said, if that's the case, I shouldn't kill him. Why? Because eventually something good is going to come out of him. Why? Because he's going to have a daughter, that the king is going to marry him. That's the Mashal. And Mashal said, Abraham Abinu, he was judged by Nimrod to be burned. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have something good that's going to come out of Abraham Abinu, which is Yaakov. So let me save Abraham, the zechut of Yaakov. That's what the Pasuk said in Yeshaya. Yaakov asher padat Abraham. Yaakov padat Abraham. The only reason why Abraham was saved, the zechut of Yaakov. That's what the Midrash is saying. Obviously, there are deeper pirushim to this Midrash. What does it mean? Abraham, he didn't have zechuyot on his own to be saved only in the zechut of Yaakov. But simple understanding of the Midrash, that's what the Midrash is saying over here. The reason why Abraham was saved in the zechut of Yaakov. So I saw here in the Panim Yafot, he tells us over here in Parashat V'iran, here at the beginning of the Akidah, V'yachar divarim ha'ele, he says here a lot of pirushim. One of the pirushim, ve'odesh lomar b'neshi amru hazal Yaakov asher padat Abraham. What does that mean? Shinshmat Yaakov hayta kilula b'Abraham ve'etzilo me'ur kesdim. Ki Abraham haya kalul mi'Yaakov ve'itzhak. Abraham, inside Abraham, there was the zechuyot of Yaakov, the zechuyot of Yitzhak. כמו שביארנו לעיל בפסוק ואנוכי עפר ואפר שמרומז על יצחק ויעקב. We explained before, he said same when Abraham, he came to pray for Sodom, this week parasha also, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ve'anuchi afar va'efer, what does it mean? I am dust, afar, dust of the earth, and efer and ashes. What does it mean, afar va'efer? He said, afar, it's referring to Yaakov. Like the Pasuk said, mi mana afar Yaakov. That's afar referring to Yaakov. And efer referring to Yitzhak, like Ephro, the ashes of Yitzhak, tzabur umnach agabe mizbeach. So he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ve'anuchi afar va'efer. I have Yaakov and Yitzhak that are gonna come out of me. So please, in our zechiyot, please save Sodom Amora." So that's what he was praying. So you see here, it says the Panim Yafot, Ba'al Afla'a, he said, "Shemrumas al Yitzhak ve'Yaakov." So that means Nishmat Yaakov hayta kilula be'Abraham v'hu tzilo mi'ur kesdim. Why? Because the neshama of Abraham, it has in it the neshama of Yitzhak and Yaakov. So he continues here. He said, all this help that Abraham had, he had it only in Ur Kasdim, when Nimrod wanted to throw him in the fire. Abraham had this zechut. Why? Because Yaakov and Yitzhak, they're going to come out of him. He was made out of Afar va'Efer, Afar from Yaakov, Efer from Yitzhak. משאין כן עתה כשנולד יצחק כבר היה נכלל נשמת יעקב ביצחק ולא באברהם הוא כבר יצא מאברהם והיה עזר ליצחק על ידי יעקב יותר מאברהם. He tells us here something beautiful. He says all the זכויות that Abraham had that יעקב is going to come out of him, that was only at the time when Nimrod wanted to throw him into the fire. But now at the Nisayon of the Akida, who's going to come out of Abraham Abinu anymore? No one. Why? Because Yitzhak already was born. Now Abraham Abinu, there's no one else to come from him, that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that maybe someone else is going to come out of Abraham, that from him Am Yisrael is going to come. He said no. Hashem told Abraham, Ki be Yitzhak kara lecha zara. And Yitzhak was already born. That means at the time of the Akedah, Yitzhak Abinu, he had in him, Yitzhak, he had in him Yaakov, the zechiyot of Yaakov that are going to come out of him. But Abraham, he doesn't have the zechiyot, not of Yitzhak, not of Yaakov, because Yitzhak was already born. That means Abraham now has no more connection to Yitzhak and Yaakov. Why? Because Yitzhak was already born, so there's nothing left in Abraham. No zechiyot of Yitzhak and Yaakov are left in Abraham so far yet. Why? Because the Yitzhak was already born. That's a similar idea to what the Mishnah told us in Masechet Sanhedrin. It's a different topic, but the same idea. The Mishnah tells us over here in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Alef. The Mishnah says here that whenever Bedin, they used to check the witnesses, Bedinin Nefashot, that two witnesses they're witnessing, Treuben Kil Shimon, that based on their witness, Beddin, they're going to kill someone. They warn the witnesses, the Beddin, they warn the witnesses. They tell them, listen, look, she look at the name Amunot, the name Nefashot. Said, the name Amunot, Adam noten mamon umtkaper lo. If you came to witness that Reuben, he has to pay Shimon few $1,000 and you were lying, after that, if you want to do Teshuvah, how could you do Teshuvah? You pay from your own pocket to Reuben that you caused him, based on your witness, to lose a few $1,000. You pay him the money and you got your kapara. However, now that you're coming to kill Reuben, now the dinei nefashot, damo v'dam zera'iyotav teluyim bo atsof kol ha'olam. שכן מצינו בקין שהרג את אחיו, שנאמר כל דמי אחיך צועקים אליי מן האדמה. אינו אומר כל דם אחיך, אלא דמי אחיך. The bloods, in plural, the bloods of your brother Hebel are screaming to me from the ground. That's what Hashem told Cain. What does mean דמי אחיך? דמו ודם זרעיותיו. It means him and his kids, that they're going to come from him until the end of the world, at Sof Kol Ha'olam. All of these kids that were supposed to come from that Reuben that you wanted to kill, all of them are coming. All of these descendants that were supposed to come, they're not coming out to the world only because of you. So Damo V'dam Zera'iyotav, they're going against that person who's killing someone who's innocent. That's here what how Beit Din they warned the witnesses that they're coming. Beit Din Nefashot. So you see the same idea. Here also it's the same idea that since at the time when Nimrod wanted to throw Abraham in the fire, inside Abraham, Ishaq wasn't born yet. At the time when Abraham was thrown into the fire, Ishaq wasn't born yet. That means inside Abraham was hidden the zechut of Ishaq. And eventually the zechut of Yaakov. That's what the Midrash says clearly. The only reason why Abraham was saved from the fire at the time of Nimrod, the only reason that he was saved, only because Yaakov's going to come out of him. But now at the Akidah that Ishaq was already born, now no one's going to come from Abraham to save him. And what zechut Abraham's going to be saved here at the Akidah? He doesn't have any more zechuyot now tell me. Maybe he passed the test because of the kids that are going to come out of him. But here, Ishaq already came out of him. That means Abraham over here, he stood with his own nisyonot, with his own test. He was mitgaber al yisarara, and he stood with that test. Because everyone knows that all the tests, how does it work? What does the test mean? Test the Gemara tells us Masechet Kedushin, also Masechet Sukkah. The Gemara says over there that Yisro shel Adam mitgaber alav bechol yom. Ve'elmalei Kadosh Baruch Hu ozro, eino yachol lo. The yisarara, he comes to fight with a person every single day. And if it wasn't that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he helps every person to overcome his yisarara, the person cannot overcome his yisarara. So every time the person, he needs the help of Kadosh Baruch Hu to fight against yisarara. However, at the time of the Nisayon, Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves that person to fight against Yisarara with his own powers. That's real Nisayon. If Hashem is helping you, it means you're not overcoming Yisarara. Hashem helped you. But if you overcome, you fought against Yisarara with your own kohot, with your own power, that's called Nisayon. So here, at the time of the Akidah, when Hashem told Abraham, you have to take your own son and bring him as a Korban, it was a big test for Abraham. But if Ishaq wasn't born yet and Abraham has to bring someone else as a Qurban, even though probably, let's say, if Abraham would have taken Ishmael to bring him as a Qurban instead of Ishaq, again, Abraham, he could have brought Ishmael. If Abraham was to bring Ishmael instead of Ishaq, even though it was big nisayon for Abraham, but probably you're going to tell me, why did Abraham pass the test? There's a big fight between him and Yisarara. And Abraham, he had to fight against Yisarara with his own power to tell the Yisarara, I'm not going to listen to you, I have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if Abraham was supposed to bring Yishmael as a Qurban, then you don't know if Abraham, he passed the test in his own Zechuyot, or probably because of the Zechuyot that Yishaq is going to come out of him. But now that Abraham, he's taking Yishaq, Yitzhak is already born. He's taking Yitzhak as a korban. Now, who's coming out of Abraham Avinu now? No one else. Hashem told him, "Ki beYitzhak ikarei lecha zara." That's no one else is going to come out of Abraham Avinu. That means Abraham Avinu now, at the time of the Akidah, he's going to fight against Yisrael Ra with his own powers alone. There's no other zechiyot combined with his power. Why? Because Yitzhak is already born. No one's going to come anymore from Abraham Avinu. If that's the case, Abraham's fighting against Yisrael Ra with his own power, lonely. No help. There's no help of Yitzhak. No help of Yaakov is going to come out of him. That's a big nisayon for Abraham. That's why the pasuk said, "Kahnaat minchat yehidicha shirhavta velech lecha." Elirz Moriah. We asked before, what does mean lech lecha? Double language. We cannot tell me over here lech lecha for your benefit, like Rashi said in the beginning of Parashat lech lecha. Ela here, what does mean lech lecha? You should go for that test, lech lecha, for your own power. Now there's nothing combined in your power. There's no zechut of Yitzhak. There's no zechut of Yaakov anymore. Combined into you. Why? Because Yitzhak is already born. So that means there is no more zechiyot. The only reason the Midrash said Abraham was saved from the fire of Nimrod because of that Yaakov is going to come out of him. But here, no one else is going to come out of Abraham. That means here, Abraham, if he's passing this test, he's going with his own power alone. That's what the Pasuk said. Kahnat minchat yehidicha velech lecha. You should go with your own power. Why? Because all the first nine tests that Abraham went through, Yitzhak wasn't born yet. Because here the Nisayon Akedah was the last test, test number 10. All the first nine tests, Yitzhak wasn't born yet. Even though Abraham, he stood with all the nine tests, but the person might argue and say, Abraham, he passed all nine tests. Why? Because he had in him the zechut of Yitzhak and Yaakov that are going to come out of him. They helped him to overcome Yisrael Ra. Because otherwise, Hashem is not gonna help him. So that's what the person might argue and say. But here, by the 10th test, Yitzhak is already born. So if that's the case, Abraham is going to fight against Yisrael with his own power. That's why also Kadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, "Kahna et minchat yehidicha." He told him, "Please, I'm asking you to stand with this test, because if you're going to fail this test, people might say that all the first nine tests does not count." We ask why the first nine tests doesn't count. The person stood with nine tests. He failed one of them. Okay, but he's already passed nine tests. He's a giant. He passed nine tests, with each one's stronger and harder than the other. So why should people say that the first nine tests doesn't count? According to what we're saying, the people, they're not going to say that the first nine tests doesn't count. They're going to say, "Do you know why Abraham, he passed the first nine tests? Because he had in him the power of Yitzhak and Yaakov that they're going to come out of him. But if it was only Abraham alone, if Abraham would have fight against Yisrael Ra alone with his own power, he would have failed the first nine tests as well." That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked from Abraham, now the 10th test that you stand, lech lecha, you should go with your own power to fight against Yisrael Ra, not to listen to him, to listen to me. Now people, if you're going to pass this test, people, they're not going to say anymore that the reason why you passed the first nine tests because you had the zechut of Yitzhak and Abraham that they're coming out of you. Because you proved it to them with this test, the last one, that even though you don't have the zechut of Yitzhak and Yaakov to come out of you because Yitzhak is already born, and behold zot, you stood with the test. Now people are going to say for sure that you stood with the test with your own power. Let's hear the beautiful Pirush at Hakim that tell us. And with this, we could answer also the other question we asked. How can the Pasuk said, Ve'alohim sa'at Abraham? How come here that wasn't test for Yitzhak? How come it was in sa'at Abraham? It was test only for Abraham. It was a bigger test for Yitzhak. He was 37 years old and he didn't open up his mouth. So it was also a big test for Yitzhak as well. But according to what we said, no. Abraham, he passed this test with his own power. No one else is coming out of him. And because of it, he passed the test. But now Yitzhak, that he passed the test, that even though he knows that he's going to die, he didn't open up his mouth, he was willing to die because of the mezvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he stood with the test, Yitzhak Abinu. But people might say, you know why Yitzhak passed the test? Because Yaakov's going to come out of him. Same way we said before, the reason why Abraham was saved from the first test and Hashem saved him and the fire didn't burn him when Nimrod threw him. Why? Because Yaakov's coming out of him. Yaakov asher padat Abraham. Now that Yitzhak is already born, now in Abraham there is no more, no one else coming out of Abraham to save him with his power. El Abraham is fighting with his own power. But Yitzhak, all the powers that Abraham had, now it was transferred to Yitzhak. Now Yaakov is going to come out of Yitzhak. So now a person might say, you know why Yitzhak, he passed this test? Not in his own zechiyot, because Yaakov's coming out of him. Now you're going to say, Yaakov asher padat Yitzhak. The reason why Yitzhak stood with this test, because Yaakov's coming out of him. So if that's the case, it's not called a big test for Yitzhak, as it was for Abraham. For Abraham, it was a huge test, because now he's fighting with his own power. Masha'in ken Yitzhak, he had the zechut of Yaakov coming out of him. So it wasn't such a big test for Yitzhak like it was for Abraham. For Abraham, it was much bigger. However, all what we say is true, that's only if we know that from Yitzhak, Yaakov's going to come. If we know that Yaakov's coming out of Yitzhak, then all what we said is true. But how do we know here at the times of the Akidah, how do you know that Yitzhak is the only child to continue Abraham Abinu's kids? Until now we told you that until Abraham did not give birth to Yitzhak, then Abraham, he had within him the power of Yitzhak and Yaakov that are coming out of him. But that's true if we know that Yitzhak, from Yitzhak, Yaakov is going to come. But probably that even though here Abraham is taking Yitzhak to Shechtem on the Mizbeach, probably what Hashem promised him, that he's going to have kids and Am Yisrael is going to come out of them, probably not from Yitzhak. Maybe Hashem, when he promised Abraham the Zara'atin to Ars Azot and Am Yisrael is going to come out of them, that's not from Yitzhak. Probably Am Yisrael is going to come from Ishmael, Chas V'Shalom, or they're going to come from a different child. So if that's the case, then Abraham does not have the power, actually he does have the power within him to pass the test of the Akidah, because even though it's Shechting Yitzhak, but who said from Yitzhak is going to have his kids? Probably from different child. Maybe Sarah is going to give birth to another child, and that other child, Am Yisrael is going to come out of him. Who said Am Yisrael is going to come from Yitzhak? So at the time that Abraham is taking Yitzhak to Shechtem, how do you know that from Yitzhak, Am Yisrael is going to come? If you're going to tell me Am Yisrael is going to come from different son, that means still hidden within Abraham, the zechut of Yaakov that's going to come out of him. Probably Yaakov is not going to come from Yitzhak, it's going to come from a different child that Abraham is going to have. How do you know this? And since that the Pasuk tells us, Ki beYitzhak yikare lecha zara', and you see later on, Rashi tells us also beFirush, in the Parashat Vayetzeh, that when Yaakov had the dream, he told Hashem, told him, "Hene anochi amach v'shmarticha b'chol asher telech v'ashibuticha el ha'adama hazot, ki lo ezobcha, I'm not going to leave you, Yaakov Abinu, don't worry, ad asher ma'asiti et asher debarti lach, until I'm going to do whatever I said to you." What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Yaakov? Ad asher ma'asiti et asher debarti lach, until I'm going to do whatever I promised you to. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham? Promised Yaakov. We're talking about Yaakov here. What did Hashem promise Yaakov? Ad asher asin et asher debarti lach. The Rashbam understood over here that v'hashibuticha l'adam hazot. I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Israel. Now you're going to Haran. Don't worry. I'll be with you until I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Israel. So that's how the Rashbam understood. But Rashi understood the pasuk totally different. Ad asher asid et asher debarti lach, what I said to you doesn't mean what I debarti lach doesn't mean to you. What I et asher debarti on you. What does it mean? Rashi said, debarti lach, lesorchecha ve'alecha. Ma she'evtachti le'Abraham ad zar'o, lecha b'tachti ve'lo le'isav. The promise that I gave to Abraham Abinu, I told him all the good is going to be, all Am Yisrael is going to come out of Abraham. It was referring to you. I was referring to you, Yaakov Abinu, not to Esav. Shlo amarti lo ki Yitzhak yikare lecha zara. I didn't tell him Yitzhak is going to be your kid. He said, no. Be Yitzhak yikare lecha zara. Be lo kol Yitzhak. Not all of Yitzhak is going to be your descendant. Only from Yitzhak, which is Yaakov. Only Yaakov is gonna be your kids. That's here what the Mfarshim tell us also in Tfilat Rosh Hashanah. Va'akidat tzhak hayom lezera'ot tzkor. You don't have to say va'akidat tzhak hayom lezera Yaakob tzkor. You don't have to mention Zera Yaakob. Because the only Zera that Tzhak had, only Yaakob. That's the only Zera. So you see clearly over here that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he promised Abraham that he's going to have kids. And the kids are going to come from Yitzhak, and Yaakov's coming out of Yitzhak. So if that's the case, now we could explain the psukim. Beautiful. The pasuk said, "Ahar devarim ha'ele." We asked in the beginning, after what conversation, after what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Abraham. We gave you a few answers from the Gemara, but according to what we explain now, we could explain, "Ahar devarim ha'ele," after what Hashem told him before. You see what Hashem, a few psukim before, after Sarah told Abraham to kiss away Hagar and her son Ishmael, why the pasuk told him over here, Hashem told him, Ali Rabbi Anecha, don't worry Abraham Abinu, don't feel bad that you're throwing away Ishmael, ki be Yitzhak yikare lecha zara. Within Yitzhak, you can have your kids, not from Ishmael, don't worry. You can have your kids from Yitzhak. Ki beYitzhak kare lecha zara. After Hashem told Abraham, ki beYitzhak kare lecha zara, now Hashem tested Abraham. That means until now, if Hashem would have tested Abraham, Abraham doesn't know if the promise that he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Yaakov Abinu, who said it's coming from Yitzhak, maybe Yaakov's going to come from different child that Abraham's going to give birth to. So if that's the case, he's still hidden within Abraham, the zechut of Yaakov, Yaakov asher padat Abraham. But now that Hashem promised him, and he told him, Beyitzhak karecha zara, now Abraham, he knows everything clearly, that from Yitzhak, Yaakov is going to come. That means within Abraham, there is no more zechut of Yaakov. Now when Abraham is going to go to pass the test of the Akedah, now Abraham is really going to pass the test with his own power alone. There is no more zechut of Yitzhak and Yaakov combined within him. There's no more because Yitzhak is already born. And Hashem already told him, Beishak kare lecha zara, Yaakov's coming out of Yitzhak. That means from now, you don't have any more the zechut of Yaakov that which is hidden into you. There's no more that zechut. Therefore, now kahnat minchat yahidicha, you should please, I'm asking you to pass this test. Like we explained before, because if you're not going to pass this test, that within your own power, people, what they're going to say, that the first 9 tests, you know why Abraham he passed the first 9 tests? Because he had the zechut of Yaakov within him. But here, this last test of the Akedah, the zechut of Yaakov, it's not hidden within you. The zechut of Yaakov now is hidden within Yitzhak, not within you. So if that's the case, now you're going, Abraham, you're going to pass the test with your own power. So please, I'm asking you to pass this test. And this kahnat mincha et yichidecha asher ahabta et yichidecha. That I told you that ki beYitzhak kare lecha zara. Now you're really going with your personal kohot. You're going to pass this test. That's your way. You told him after the devarim. Is it devarim? The devarim that Hashem told him beYitzhak kare lecha zara. Now that's what Abraham Avinu. Even this test, he passed it. Abraham Avinu, even though he was fighting with his own powers, he doesn't have the zechut of Yaakov within him anymore. Still, Abraham Avinu, he passed the test. It was such a high level. Not only this, Abraham Avinu, as we said in the beginning, in the beginning when he went to the Akedah, the pasuk said ve'elechu shenehem yahdav. They went together to the Akedah. Rashi tells us over there, the first time it says 2 times ve'elechu shenehem yahdav. The first time it says ve'elechu shenehem yahdav, Abraham, Rashi says, Abraham שהיה יודע שהולך לשחוט את בנו, היה הולך ברצון ובשמחה, כמו יצחק שלא היה מרגיש בדבר. Same way, יצחק אבינו in the beginning, he didn't know where Abraham is taking him to. Probably, as we said, probably he thought it was taking him to, you know, to, for a vacation. We're going to the mountain. For what? We're going on a tour. So Yitzhak was happy. He was going with his father. Yeah, why not? But Abraham, he knows that he's going to kill his son. So Abraham is supposed to be sad. Yitzhak was happy. He thought he's going on vacation. But Abraham was supposed to be sad. Pasuk said, no. Ve'elechu shenehem yahdav. Same happiness Yitzhak had, Abraham had the same exact happiness. That was before. That's the ma'ala of Abraham Abinu. But it said second time, and for the second time we have the Midrash Rabbah, it tells us here in Parashah Nun Vav Siman Dalet, וילכו שניהם יחדיו, זה לעקוד וזה לעקד, זה לשחוט וזה לשחט. They went together, even though Abraham is going to shecht Yishak, and Yishak also was going to be shechted. That means the second time, when Yishak, he asked his father, ויום יצחק לאברהם אבי, ויום רבי, ויום נני בני, ויום נני איש ועשים ויעשה לעולה. Where is the say that you're going to bring Qurban? You told me you're going to go bring Qurban in Har HaMoriah. Where is the say? I don't see any sheep here that you're going to bring Qurban. Then his father told him, Elohim Yireloh say le'ola bini. Who's going to be the Aula? You bini. You, my son, you're going to be the Aula. Ve'yakod Yitzhak ke'okdo ayil. You see what we said in HR Son, Rosh Hashanah. Said, he told him, I'm going to take you. You're going to be the Aula. And bechol zot, still, they went with the same simcha, same happiness. That same way, Yitzhak, he knew that it's going to be the shachet, it's going to be shechted. He went also with the same simcha that his father had. And what kind of simcha his father had, Rashi already told us. Rashi, Abraham Abinu, he had the simcha. Same way, Yitzhak, in the beginning, he didn't know where he's going to. Obviously, he was going b'simcha, he was going with his father, he was going b'simcha. That same simcha, Abraham Abinu had. And here the Midrash said, even though Yitzhak, he knew that he's going to be shechted, he went to the same simcha, v'yelechu she'enam yechdav. He went to the same simcha that Abraham had. That means even though Yitzhak, he knew he's going to be shechted, he went with simcha. After Abraham Abinu, he saw that he had such a kadosh son, that is willing to do the mitzvot of a kadosh baruch hu, even though to be killed, to follow the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did it also b'simcha. He was so happy, Abraham Abinu, that he had Baruch Hashem, that he was zocheh to have such a son. That he reached such a high level, Yitzhak Abinu, even though he knew he's going to be shechted, he went b'simcha. It's not the easy thing. Abraham was so happy about this. However, Abraham, he was suspecting now. He said, still, I'm not sure if Yitzhak, why Yitzhak is happy? How come Yitzhak, he knew it's going to be shechted and was still happy. He stood with this test. How come he stood with this test? Same way we explained before. Because now the zechut of Yaakov is going to come out of Yitzhak. Probably the only reason why Yitzhak, he stood with the test and he did it b'simcha, not in Yitzhak's zechuyot. Probably because of Yaakov's zechuyot that he's going to come out of Yitzhak. Same way with the Midrash said, the only reason why Abraham was saved from the fire of Nimrod, only the zechut of Yaakov. Now that zechut of Yaakov, it was transferred to Yitzhak. Yitzhak is already born. Who's going to come out of Yitzhak? Yaakov Abinu. So Yitzhak, you're right that he passed the test and he was happy. Zel shahet, vezel shahot, zel akod, vezel akid. He did it also b'simcha, v'yelechu she'enam yechdav. But the only reason why he passed the test, because of the zechuyot of Yaakov, not in his own zechuyot. That's what Abraham Abinu said after, v'yi aharei ha'devarim ha'ele. We said that Abraham Abinu, he was meherher. He said, Haval, why I took my son right away to shechtem? I was supposed to let him get married first, let him have kids, then I shechtem. What does it mean, let him get married first? It means Abraham says that you're right that he didn't know, Abraham, if Yitzhak, he passed the test with his own zechuyot or because of the zechut of Yaakov that's going to come out of him. That's why Abraham, he wanted, same way Abraham, he did the test, lech lecha, with his own power. He went to do the test. He wanted his son also to be the same thing. Therefore, he said, I should have let my son Yitzhak to get married, let him have kids. And after he's going to have kids, then probably, obviously, he's going to have Yaakov. If Pasuk said, Ki be'Yitzhak kara lecha zara, from Yitzhak, Yaakov's going to come. Let him get married first. Let him bring Yaakov to the world. After Yitzhak is going to give birth to Yaakov, now there's no more zechut of Yaakov within Yitzhak. Same way we said before, there's no more zechut of Yitzhak and Yaakov within Abraham because Yitzhak's already born. After Yaakov is going to be born, now Yitzhak doesn't have any more zechiyot of Yaakov. So if that's the case, now we want to see the power of Yitzhak It's going to pass the test, even though there's no zechut of Yaakov within him. That's the herhur that Abraham was meher her. It wasn't that he was meher her against the mezvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom. He already stood with the all 10 tests he stood, and even the last test, even though it was so hard, he did it b'simcha. But Abraham, he wanted his son also. He wanted to prove it to the world that Yitzhak, his son, there, he passed the test of the Akedah. It was a test for Yitzhak as well, as we said. But he passed the test, Yitzhak Avinu, also with his own power, not in the Zechiyot of Yaakov. Because people might say, probably Yitzhak, he passed the test because Yaakov's going to come out of him. That's what Abraham, he wanted. He wanted to prove to people that, Chaval, I would have let Yitzhak get married first, let him bring Yaakov. And after he brings Yaakov, is also going to pass the test. That means now Yitzhak is also going with his own power, just like me. That's what he wanted to do. But he wasn't Chas v'Shalom, he wasn't Me'er Her after the Mizbah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk tells us. Also, the Pasuk said, "Habitu l'Avraham abichim, v'yitzarati hol elchim, ki ahad kirativ v'abarichihu v'arbehu." What does mean, "Habitu l'Avraham abichim"? You have to look back at Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he passed the test, he passed all the 10 tests with his own powers. Even though the first 9 tests, we didn't have proof that Abraham, he passed the first 9 tests with his own power, because you might argue and say, the reason why he passed the test, because he has Zechut Yaakov is going to come out of him. But from the last test, the test of the Akedah, now Yaakov is not going to come out of Abraham anymore, because Hashem told him, Yitzhak is already born. Yaakov is going to come out of Yitzhak. There's no more zechut of Yaakov within Abraham. Now Abraham, he passed the test. He passed it with his own power. That's the power of Abraham Avinu. He said, Habitu, Abraham Abichem, Yitzarat Ha'olchem. Look at your forefathers. Look at Abraham Avinu. How did he pass the test? Ki ahad kirativ, v'abarchehu v'yarbehu. I called him one. What does mean one? Ki ahad kirativ. He passed the test. He was alone. With his own power, even though he did not have the zechiyot of Abraham, he did not have the zechiyot of Yaakov, still he passed the test. That was the power that the ma'ala, the madrigal that Abraham Avinu reached. That's what the Pasuk said. Everyone has to be shoef, matay yagiyu ma'asai lema'asai abutai. You have to learn from Abraham Avinu. You have to try to emulate his ways. And then be'ezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to follow these ways, Hashem is going to say, can send us all the brachot just like you see. After the Akedah, Hashem told him, "Ki barecha barecha ve'arba arba yitzara'aka k'chukubay shamayim v'chachol asher asfat hayam." Same way, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us b'ezer Hashem. We should follow the mitzvot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should do mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. Follow the ways of our father Abraham Avinu. Then you get all the brachot. Ki barecha barecha. You get all the brachot. Ki barecha barecha ve'arba arba yitzara'aka k'chukubay shamayim v'chachol asher asfat hayam. Amen ve'amen. רבי יחנן בן עקשיא אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכם.